afternoon, and welcome to Visions in Sound. My name is Rob Daniels, and this, well, this week is the sort of a somber show where we've got the idea is that unfortunately this week a very famous composer named Michael Kamen has passed away. And it's unfortunate that he has. He was a very excellent composer, and he will be missed greatly by his colleagues and by his fans. And I just wanted to do a tribute show this week to sort of let people know that he's out there and definitely part of the or at least should be taken very, very seriously. This is like I said, somber show this week, and it's unfortunate that he did pass away. It was of a heart attack at the age of 55. But we're not here to dwell on the bad times. We're here to celebrate the good times. So this is what you first heard right off the beginning of the show was the first part of the show anyway, or the first cut is the opening title. So it's actually where I first heard Michael's music for film. Was a film called The Dead Zone, and it was a really, really excellent film, and the music really caught me right away, but it wouldn't be until many, many years later that I would have heard this, would have heard the music, and would have gotten to the point where I would really enjoy it. Anyway, before I continue, I'm going to say this. If you are interested in any of the film music that I play here on Visions and Sound, by all means, you can contact me here at the station. At 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, I'm going to continue on with some more music from The Dead Zone, and I'll be back in a little bit, and we'll continue on with some more, we'll continue on to talk more about the music of Michael Kamen and celebrate his life's work, or at least part of his life's work. Back in a bit. Thank you. You're listening to a little bit of music of Michael Kamen. That's from the 1983 score to the film The Dead Zone. Well, this is Visions and Sound on CKMS 100.3 FM. I just wanted to do a tribute to Michael Kamen this week. It's unfortunate that he did pass away. It's just a terrible, terrible tragedy. He collapsed of a heart attack on Wednesday of this week, and like I said, this show is not to to dwell on the whole fact that he has died. I think it's best to say that he this is the kind of show that we want to celebrate his life's work, and I think one of this next little bit, actually a little side note about The Dead Zone. Very funny story, actually, and it reads as follows from the liner notes. I flew back from London, where I wrote the entire score in 10 days, pounding on a piano through the night with the windows wide open. Very early one morning, a distraught-looking neighbor in a nightgown rang my doorbell. She was trembling, and she said, "Please, please stop playing the piano. You're scaring me and my family half to death. We're having nightmares. We can't sleep. Please stop." I knew that I must have been doing something right. Well, he certainly has, The Dead Zone was one of my favorite scores. Although I didn't realize it at the time, The Dead Zone was just, like I said, one of those scores that came along, and I was hoping they'd release it, and they never did. I remember saying to my mom at the time, she's still my mom, but I remember saying to her at the time, you know, they really gotta release that score. It's too bad that they haven't. And thank goodness that they did. It's an excellent movie, probably one of the best Stephen King adaptations that there has been out there in a long, long time. Well, you are listening to a Michael Kamen tribute on Visions in Sound on CKMS 100.3. My name is Rob Daniels, and well, I hope you're enjoying the music thus far. This next bit of music, it comes from a film that I found excellent, and it was sort of the one that I suddenly became aware of Michael Kamen's talent, and it definitely comes through here. I'm speaking of the film Highlander from 1986, starring Christopher Lambert, or Lambert, depending on how you want to approach it. Anyway, just to let you know that, like I said, a fine score, and I'll let it speak for itself. This is the score, this is a part of the score, anyway, to the 1986 film Highlander, with Michael Kamen doing the music on this one. Again, this is a tribute to Michael Kamen. You are listening to, you will be listening to, rather, Highlander here. And I'll be back in a little bit. Enjoy Michael Kamen's Highlander. Back in a bit.
graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Scotty from Anthrax.
Hey, this is Eric Forrest from Voivod.
This is Dave Winter from Monster Man with you, baby. What's happening?
Hi, this is Ronnie James Dio.
Hey, this is Vinny Paul from Pantera.
Hi, this is Dino of Fear Factory.
Hey, everybody, this is Max Cavalera from Soulfly.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament. Don't forget to tune in to Space in Your Face Thursday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on CKMS 100.3 FM.
This is Liam, Vice President, Education, Federation of Students.
Hi, I'm Mike Saxon, member of the varsity men's rugby team.
Hi, I'm Julie Hazel. I'm the Vice President for Wiley Christian Fellowship.
This is Matt Haynes, and I represent the Canada at the Pan American Games this summer.
Hi, this is Michelle. I write Touch for Imprint.
Hi, I'm Chrissy Westman, quarterback of the Waterloo Red Dogs Pad Rush team.
Hi, this is Dave Gaffer. I'm the FBTAF for the FBPS.
Hi, my name is Marta Klapsach. I'm a UW cheerleader.
You're listening to Chris Eady. I'm Seth's president. It's a Wednesday night. And I'm feeling A-okay.
The best alternative, hip-hop, old school, and party rock. Everything you need to hear before heading out to the bar on UW campus. Or just a good way to start off the weekend a little early. Free giveaways and prizes every single Wednesday night, 9 to 10 p.m. on CKMS 100.3 FM. A-okay. Check out our website at ckmsfm.ca/AOK.
Michael Kamen, a tribute here on Visions in Sound. Hope you're enjoying it thus far. It's been a rather interesting bringing this show to you this week. And like I said, I really hope you're enjoying it. It's, like I said, it's just been one of those unfortunate situations. But then when you listen to the man's life's work, it really comes across rather well. So if you are interested in any of the film or television or movie or whatever music that I play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, I'm going to move on to what you heard. I'll tell you what you first heard. You heard a little bit of Highlander, which is probably one of his better known scores for him. It's sort of got, at least it brought him to my notice. I mean, I did notice Die Hard, I did notice The Dead Zone from before, but I never really sort of got into it until later on. It was Highlander that sort of brought him the attention, brought his music to my attention. And it was just a really, really, really good score. So that's what you heard just before the top of the hour. And what you just heard was a little bit of the music from one of his more elusive scores. This is a special Varese release for the film Die Hard from 1988. And it's a pretty good score. I really enjoy this. And hopefully you will too. So I'm going to continue on with some more music from Die Hard. And I'll be back in a little bit. with just a little bit of almost a Christmas feel to that soundtrack from 1988. That's Michael Kamen's Die Hard, and sort of brought us Bruce Willis. But that is not really what all the show is about today. It's about today's show is a tribute to Michael Kamen. Michael Kamen unfortunately passed away this week, and left us with a legacy of music that, well, I don't think will be equaled for quite a long time. Anyway, if you are interested in any of the film music that I play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, Michael was often not just doing film scores as well, but he was also tied in with a few rock groups, the first of which, or one of the first of which, being Pink Floyd. I remember seeing his composing arranging credit on the films, or the Wall soundtrack, or the Wall, I guess for lack of a better word, soundtrack. And basically, that was pretty good arranging there. Well, and he also worked with Metallica and a number of other groups. I remember hearing that when they had Metallica and a sort of a symphony, Michael Kamen was the conductor of the symphony, and sort of the director as well. Anyway, very versatile, very excellent character this Michael Kamen was. Started composing in 1976, and composed right up until he had the last film that I saw him in, or saw him do, was a film called Open Range. Now that he does have two others, I don't know if he completed the scores to those films. I looked into it today, and I couldn't really get any definite information as to whether or not he had completed those scores or not. So, unfortunately, I won't be able to get you that information. But I'm going to continue on with some more music by Michael Kamen as we celebrate his body of work through his life. And this next little bit is from a very interesting film that I have caught here and there, but never really got into. It's from 1995. It's called Mr. Holland's Opus. I remember watching the last few minutes of it and being really impressed with the scoring and that kind of thing. And it was just a rather that kind of thing. How vague do you want to get? And that kind of approach to the score. So have a listen here. It's some really, really good stuff. As we listen to, there's actually two albums here. There's a Mr. Holland's Opus, complete like a music soundtrack. But this one here is a very interesting one because it's actually the score. It's not actually the music, or it's not actually the songs in that. So I was lucky to find this, and I hope you'll enjoy having a listen to it as we celebrate the life of Michael Kamen. This is Mr. Holland's Opus. Be back in a bit. Thank you. with that. Oh, caught me at the end there. And with that, a little bit of Mr. Holland's Opus, music by Michael Kamen, who we are here to celebrate this week. I hope you've enjoyed this this sort of look at Michael Kamen. I'll be ending off the show this week, but before I do, actually, just to let you know that it's been a pleasure doing this tribute show to Michael Kamen this week, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have bringing it to you. Now, you're probably going to yourself, well, it's a little early. Well, due to circumstances sort of beyond my control, I sort of have to end this. I sort of have to leave at this point and kind of turn things over to Robin at 5 o'clock. So he'll be there, and hopefully you'll be able to sort of sit and enjoy him and that kind of thing. Anyway, so if you are interested in any of the film or television or radio or whatever music that I play here on Visions and Sound, by all means, you can contact me here at the station, at least for the next next little bit anyway, at 894-CKMS. That's 894-2567. Well, you know, it's getting close to the end of the show, and I just wanted to say, when I sent out my e-press today, which is our my e-press this week, I received back this very, very nice reply to the email, and it goes as such. Hi, Rob. You may remember, I am the assistant to Robert Urband and Michael Kamen. I just wanted to thank you for your upcoming feature tribute to Michael Kamen. I had my own tribute of short sorts in my house on Tuesday evening, four uninterrupted hours of my favorite Kamen music, and it was very healing for me. Your program will hopefully do the same for your listeners. What a wonderful gesture on your part. All the best, Sally Zito. Well, that was, again, a lovely email from Sally Zito, who was Michael Kamen's assistant in this case. So I'm going to say a couple of more thank yous, Sally Zito being one of them, Trevor Darling being Darlington being another one, and a big thank you to all of you who have been out there listening and hopefully enjoying the show. So I'm going to end off the show this week with not really Michael's more recent score, but because I wish I had Open Range, but unfortunately I haven't seen it in Canada yet, so I'm just sort of, you know, kind of ticked off at that. But that's a completely different story for a completely different show. Anyway, I'm going to end off the show this week with Michael Kamen's X-Men, and have a listen. This is some really, really, really good music. So for all those that are listening this week, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And also, Michael, if you're listening, thank you for bringing your lovely work to film, as to many other aspects of the life aspects of your life. I'll be back next week with more Visions in Sound. Goodbye, Michael. You will be missed.